Hey, Fred, it's Tom. How are you?
Living the dream.
Hey, I'm glad you're living the dream. I need to live one of those.
What's up?
How's everything going in Sioux Falls lately?
Oh, yesterday was the day from hell, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, what went on yesterday?
Oh, God. You name it, it happened.
You didn't get robbed, did you?
Oh, no. Nothing quite. Well, yes, but not by thieves.
Oh,
by the
okay.
Government.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. But taxes?
Yeah, did my taxes and went down and paid real estate taxes. And my house taxes went up $3,000 last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, in the last month, I think we paid $28,000 in property tax. You know, everybody that came in the door got about $3,000 from me yesterday. It's just one of those kind of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more going out than coming in.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Well, on the bright side, it means your home is valuable and your property is valuable. So if you ever look to sell, there you go.
I could go out and probably make more money than working. Anyway, what's up?
Well, I have some nice finished jewelry on hand. I wanted to see if you had any, well, you might be looking for anything in particular for any special occasions.
Well, nothing at this particular point, but Christmas is coming, so, you know, everybody's an optimist in this business.
Well, you have to be. You have to be, Fred. Otherwise, we'll drive ourselves crazy if we aren't.
Yeah. It has to get better, right?
That's right.
That's my theory.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always a special occasion for people to celebrate. And, you know, for time as old as time, we've got women that like jewelry and like diamonds. So we're still in business. That's the way I look at it.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Anyway, no.
Are you looking to send out another 3,000? I could get you a nice tennis bracelet, nice pair of earrings, something for the holiday season that you could sell.
I don't think so right now. I'm feeling kind of poor.
You're financially embarrassed. That's the better way of putting it.
I don't know. We're not on money, but you know, I'm just depressed from yesterday.
Oh,
well, you know, I wrecked my car about a month ago, so, you know, that's, instead of my $25,000 car that I was very happy with, now I have a $75,000 car that I'm very happy with. And I went down, that was part of the fiasco yesterday, I had to license it, so that was $3,000 to get licensing cars.
Mm-hmm.
So just, they were one of the people that were in my pocket yesterday.
Mhm. Well, it sounds like you have a beautiful car to show for it, so that's good.
Well, yeah, not the point, but yeah. I didn't buy it because I wanted it. I bought it because I had to. therein lies the difference.
Well, there's functional vehicles for, you know, $20,000, Fred. You didn't have to spend $75.
Oh, yeah, I did. I do like my car.
Well, if there's any jewelry needs that come up, let me know. I'll be happy to help you out.
I always do.
We're long overdue for a sale. You know how long it's been since our last sale?
No, I do not. I don't keep track of those things.
Well, I do. It's been 2.5 years.
What's that?
2.5 years.
Oh, I don't think it's been that long, is it?
I wouldn't tell you any different if it wasn't. Yeah, it was a 117 round. I've sent you diamonds, you know, since then, but yeah, that was actually our last sale together. So I wanted to obviously connect with you again.
We'll have to try to work on something then. See what I can do.
I will bend over backwards for you, Fred, I promise. I mean, I'm certainly willing to go above and beyond whatever I can do to help us make a sale together.
Right. Well, I always appreciate that. Actually, at this point, I'm sorting through bags of gold crap in my safe, trying to decide what I want to put out and sell and what I want to scrap. So I like scrap. You know, it's good, quick, easy money. Fast money.
Right, exactly.
The problem is I don't want to scrap good jewelry, and I got too much of it.
Oh, that's a good problem. Do you have the showcase for it, or space enough?
No, that's the problem. I have bags of jewelry I can't put out.
Yeah, so you're in between trying to figure out what you actually want to put in the cases.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, half the problem is you forget about what you don't have in the case when people do come through.
Well, the cases are full. That is the issue. You know. So in order to put one thing in, I have to take one thing out.
Well, not a terrible problem to have. At least, you know, you have the inventory where you can always shuffle things in and out. And, you know, when your customers come in, they always think you have something new.
That part's true. But anyway, no, don't need anything right now, but I will certainly let you know.
Okay, yeah, keep me in mind, and I'll look forward to working with you.
It's not like I'm avoiding buying from you.
Well, I'm sure you've bought from somebody else in the meantime, so.
Well, I buy things here and there, but you just never know.
Well, like I said, I'll be happy to help on the next one, Fred, and keep me in mind if you need anything, you know, to show customers as well.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, enjoy your weekend, and try to keep your money in your wallet.
There you go.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Yep, bye.